Well, how about birds that I think they when people are sitting around a campfire at night, they'll occasionally hear a hoot hoot.
Hoot owl.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have? Are there many?
Oh yes, you hear them quite a bit. But I don't get out. Years ago, when I used to herd sheep a lot, and we camped out in the open, and I got quite acquainted with a lot of birds. But
did the sounds at night ever scare you when you were out there on the range? You don't?
There's only one time that I can remember of. When I was up the canyon here, and we had the Pelham Mountain lions, the cougars, and they're deadly on sheep. One little cougar can kill 100 head in the night. And I was camped up all alone in the canyon, and I could hear this cougar at night. And like a baby crying sometime. And the next morning, I could see his tracks all around the campfire. Mm-hmm. Just went around it and circled the campfire out from the tent.
And you were able to sleep all night?
I slept.
That's pretty good. What kind of hobbies do you have? Do you ever go fishing, things like that? You ever gotten into fishing?
Oh, we used to go fishing all the time.
Okay.
We have some good fishing streams around here.
Okay. What kind of fish do you usually
Mountain trout.
Okay, that's about what we have. What did you usually, what kind of bait did you use, things like that?
Grasshoppers and angleworms.
Oh, I never ever heard of using grasshoppers. Did it work well?
Yeah, they were good.
Did it? Okay. What are some of the other types of little animals that you have around here?
Oh, we have all the rodents in the world.
What kind of snakes do you have down here?
What?
What kind of snakes do you have?
I haven't seen a snake for so long around here.
Really?
We used to see quite a lot of rattlesnakes.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen one as long as about what one looks like.
Well, that's probably good, though.
And we have a gopher snake, the one they call the blue snake, but they're very valuable. They got rid of lots of pests.
Mm-hmm.
Gophers dig into your ditch bank. One gopher can raise hell, but irrigation can help.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay. Do you have toads when you down by, you know, when you go fishing, toads and things like that?
We never use them for fishing. We have them, not very many.
Okay, what do you have?
Used to. Around here, I hear frogs all the time, uh-huh, croaking at night, but you never hear one anymore.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess civilization's just crowded them out.
Okay. Any other little like lizards? Do you have a lot of things like that around here?
Oh, yes, we have lizards.
What kind? Can you remember some of the kinds?
No, I can't remember what they called all of them. I used to know them a little bit when I was working out at White Springs National Monument. There's a lot of them out there, and I learned the names of a lot of them, but I can't remember them now.
Okay. Do you
the
and your...
Collared lizard is one.
What was it?
Collared lizard.
Okay.
Leopard lizard.
How big are they usually?
Okay.
How big are they?
Oh, they're about 6 inches long.
Inches.
6 or 8 inches long.
Okay.
I used to, some little cabins out there at White Springs where I worked, these little rock cabins along old cedar pole roofs. And wasps and hornets would get in there. I was watching one day and there was a lizard right up there on the rafter, and boy, he was sure eating those hornets.
Ooh.
You know, if you shoot a tongue out like that, and just...
Oh, boy. So amazing they didn't come and sting them all.